Dímelo, mi gente. It is Radio 103.9 from the Hackensack Meridian Health Stage 17. We got another Facebook Live. Hey, everybody on Facebook. Dímelo. Do you guys know who this guy is right next to me? I don't know.
They don't.
I don't know. You got to stand up and sing a little song. Maybe they might recognize you.
No, I'm not.
Figaro. It's Sean Stockman. You guys know him from Boys to Men. But he's on his solo tip.
Yeah.
Doing it all by your lonesome. How does it feel? It's not the first time, though, right?
I haven't done it in to this extent. I have done solo singles and stuff in the past and things of nature, but this is like my first major, yo, I'm out, here I am world type of thing.
How does it feel? Like, you were with family for so long. You're still with them, right?
Yeah. We're still crew. I mean, I don't want anybody to think that we broke up or anything like that. We're still a group, but I guess you could say if I had to compare it to anything, we're kind of doing the Wu-Tang thing. Whereas we're a group, but meth, you God.
You meth and man.
Expected it. Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, you meth.
I'll take that.
Yeah, that's how successful you're going to be. You're all successful.
I'll take that.
The first one. Are you the first one to go by yourself from the
group? Yeah, I'm the first one to go out there and spread my wings. So it's been fun, though. It's different. Because normally I can really pass the responsibilities of interviews like this to that guy or whatever, and I can just sit there and kind of
fall asleep,
think about what I'm trying to eat, whatever. But now, I have the sole responsibility of keeping you engaged and entertained and all those people out there on Facebook.
He's trying to connect with you guys. Do you feel it coming through the camera?
Yeah. Feel the connection. Feel it.
And I'm surprised you're even awake. Last night you were in NYCB Theater performing with the whole crew.
Yeah, I was with the guys, and that was fun. But this is fun to me. Like, honestly, I'm having a good time doing this. Like, at first I was a little apprehensive at first because I didn't know how it would go and things of that nature. But all day it's been a wonderful experience, and I got a good team behind me at SRG and. So it's been good. Everything's been straight.
Yep. And I've been dying since I remember seeing this video. And then again, when I heard you were coming, I have to ask you, whose idea was it to feed the tiger in the video?
Like, it was mine. I wanted a tiger, or actually it was a lion.
A lion. Okay.
In the video. First they showed me, because that was a baby, believe it or not. And I wanted the mom and dad. But the mom and dad was looking a little funny at me so in the cage. So I was like, I'm going to go for the baby. So the baby was there, and I was able to feed it. And it's funny because when I was feeding it in the video, I really couldn't move my hand.
Why?
Because
it was going to eat it.
Well, no. The lion, I guess, was excited. He was drinking the milk. So he latched on to my arm. And when I say, I could not move my arm. And this was a baby.
Uh-huh.
I couldn't move it. So I just kind of sat there and just kind of like, and I was like kind of freaking out a little bit because he would not let go of my arm, nor could I move it. So imagine if it was mom or dad, I'd probably have been.
Oh, you would have been mauled.
Yeah, I'd have been like food.
You would have been on Instagram.
Yeah.
You'd have been replaying that video like, oh RIP, but.
Yeah. right, exactly. People making memes and the whole nine.
Yeah, you would be home like, and I'm talking about this video from back like, was it 1990 Vision of Sunset?
Yeah, something like that, 97, 96 or something like that. Yeah.
And was that the first record by yourself?
That was my first solo effort, and that was just for a soundtrack, so yeah.
God.
I did a couple others, like kind of little touches here and there, and did some movie work and some scoring and things of that nature. So I've always wanted to do it, and I've always done it, but again, just not to this extent.
Yeah, and then the new record is I'm feeling...
Feeling a little something.
Feeling a little something.
Yeah, you can say it just like that. It's one word.
Feeling a little something.
Feeling a little something.
That was really hard to come up with the title.
Yeah.
You know?
It was extremely difficult.
They were like, what's the name of it?
Feeling a little something. Feeling a little something. But yeah, Tim Kelly, who co-produced it with me, actually produced the record, but we co-wrote it. And he hooked it up and he made this incredible beat. I thought it was dope. It had the right element of bang and smoothness, which I dug. So
You know. Yeah, and it's one of our new records that we're playing. Guys, if you have not heard it, on our Facebook page, which you guys are on right now, thanks to Hackensack Meridian Health, Stage 17. Take a listen. We have it there. When is the visuals coming out for this one? You need a leading lady. Listen.
Yeah.
Dr. Berger. Yeah, there you go.
Dr. Berger
securing
just hooked her
that
up.
Bag.
So, yes, okay. Yes. Hooked her up. So, you know, yeah.
My, I'm video vixen worthy, right?
Put you in a nice dress. Mm. Nice little form fit. There you go.
Sing
there
the song.
There you go. So she told me wrong. No. Yeah, see, she got it. She's in.
Thank you,
Mike. She's in.
Look, this is a contract. We doing a cumulus style. This is the contract,
it's a contract
right now.
Yep.
You
it's
can't go back.
Agreement.
I got a lawyer. I got a good one too. I got a good one. So with the music, you're touring with the guys. Mm-hmm. Are we gonna go back to judging a reality show?
That'd be nice. I have fun doing it with the sing off. But they canceled it.
I know. That was so long ago, though.
Yeah.
It wasn't as popular as it is now.
Yeah, I know. Timing is everything with stuff. So I guess it was the wrong time. But who knows? They might bring it back and maybe they'll call me back or they'll probably get somebody else. I don't know. But it would be nice. I had a good time doing that, though.
Was it hard judging people? Like, you break, because you were judging, right?
Yeah. It was harder to let certain people go opposed to judging them. Like, judging is just advice, you know, and I'm not Simon Cowell, so, you know, I don't be ripping into dudes and nothing like that. But, you know, just to give people just some, you know, expert tutelage or whatever, just some good advice, that's something I always like to do. You know what I mean? I think that's my calling to some degree, too. I like teaching. Mm-hmm. So, as I, you know, I like to teach people, tell people, no, don't do, you know, and not in a downgrading way, but just in a helpful way, too.
So who helped you and who taught you for this new album that you're going to drop?
You know what? Life taught me. That I guess you could say. This is something that I've always wanted to do. And just like I said, timing is everything. And this was the right time to perform and write the songs that I've always wanted to write and things of that nature without anybody else. I wanted to do that for me and to be able to put something together that I solely created. More so for me than anybody else, but hopes that the people enjoy what I created.
So what are we going to enjoy? Like, besides feeling a little shine.
Yeah.
What else could we get?
You know what? I didn't make this because this hopefully will not be my last effort as far as like a solo record, but I didn't want to make it too difficult. I made songs, I guess you could call it for the 9-to-5ers, like for those people who, you know, couples who want to have a nice romantic day or night at the crib. You know, set the tone for some things. For that male who wants to hear something driving to and from work, those ladies who in their cubicles working, you know, they want to hear something nice and not overtly sexual, but still have a sexy vibe to it and things of that nature. That's what I wanted to do. I wanted to create that music for the lovers out there, people that's going through real relationships, going through situations, and just still just trying to keep love alive. That's what it's about.
Now, you're talking all this love, and then all I envision is now Boyz II Men. Are there going to be a separation? Like, are we still going to feel like...
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is your project?
Yeah, it's my project, and it's got my energy to it. But, of course, you're going to hear elements of Boyz II Men because I helped create that sound, too. So, you know, it's...
Which is not bad.
Right. So you're going to hear that. Like, that's going to be definitely a element, but... Trust me, it's all me.
Did you find it? Did you make it like a mission? Like, listen, I can't give them this, or you were like, oh well, it is what it is. That's who I am.
Yeah, I did to some degree. I had to find a way to still be like say what I need to say and say it in a way where it doesn't take me to that Boyz II Men place. Like I'm so used to that. So this helped me actually. A lot of times in the studio, I would literally be by myself. Like I wouldn't have a producer, and it would be just me and the engineer. And I would just sit there and say, okay, I came up with something. And then create it, and that's it.
Mm-hmm. Well, we want you to give us some of that creation right now.
Yes, yes.
We're going to have a great performance from Mr. Sean Stockman. Make sure you guys follow him on Instagram, which we're going to get him being very personable on Instagram. I need you to be personal. I know he's not a big fan of it.
No, I don't do that.
But we could do some challenges, and that could spice it up. You don't got to give up family stuff. But give me like the kiki. You know the kiki?
Yeah.
You know how to dance?
That's over with anyway,
no,
right?
No, no, it's
that's
not.
That's dead,
never,
right?
Okay,
I mean,
fine.
Drake, okay.
What about the Macy Gray?
What's the Macy
she
Gray?
She got one where you got to rap in the beginning of it, and then you sing her song for Sugar Daddy. You could be someone's sugar daddy.
Oh, Lord. All right, we'll see. I just don't do that social stuff no more.
We'll break him out of it before the day is over. He's about to perform right now. No, shutting it. What's the second one you're doing?
It's a song that I actually wrote with Raphael Sadiq called Sha Na Na.
How was that? Oh, my God. Oh, damn it. Oh, I wish I was there for that one because that had been fabulous.
Shout
in the
out
studio.
To Sadiq, man. He gave me a good one, man. He gave me a good one.
All right, mi gente. I want to see them applause right down below. Put your hands together for Sean Stockman.
Hey. Make sure you turn it up, Dan the Man.
She told me run over. She had something to show me. Yeah. From my corner, on my shoulder, sure we're moving slowly. Yeah. Little does she know right now. I mean, I just know somehow. This will be a one night thing. She gon' be wearing my ring. Oh, rodeo shopping sprees. Whatever she wants, it's on me. I'ma be all she needs. She gon' be all I need. Cause I feel awesome right in. Cause you got me wide open, girl, you got me wide open. Girl, you feel awesome right in. Girl, I ain't playing town. Because I feel awesome right in. Cause you got me wide open, girl, you got me wide open. You feel no somebody. Cause I'm feeling you, and I hope you feel me. She got everything I wanted, and so my intuition told me. Cause she got everything I wanted. She only wants to know me. She know right now. I mean, I just know somehow. This gonna be a one night thing. Cause she gonna be wearing my ring. Ah, rodeo shopping sprees. Whatever she wanted, it's on me. I'ma be all she needs. She gonna be all I need. Cause I feel a little something right here. Girl, you got me wide open. Girl, you got me wide open. Girl, you feel a little something right here. Girl, I ain't playing town because I feel a little something right here. Girl, you got me wide open, girl, you got me wide open. Do you feel a little something right here? Cause I'm feeling you and I hope you feel me.
Okay, next one is, again, that song that I was talking about. It's called Sha Na Na. Here we go.
Ooh, 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 ooh. Oh, yeah.
Turn me up just a little bit, man.
Yeah. without my baby. The world's too damn crazy to be without my baby love. I don't even care about the weather, long as you and me together. All I need is my baby, baby love. Cause our bodies are equal, and our bed is so stable. Baby, we're hey, no matter what they do, I don't care what they say. Girl, I just wanna love you in so many ways. Cause we're and all she says is sha-na-na, sha-na-na, sha-na-na. My baby says sha-na-na, sha-na-na, sha-na-na. Oh, the world is so cold. People do so much harm. Only warmth we feel is in each other's arms. No matter the place, no matter where we lay, our vacation is wherever we're able to stay. Cause we here, oh, we here. And all she says is sha-na-na, sha-na-na, sha-na-na.
Everybody on Facebook, come on, sing it. Go.
Sha-na-na, sha-na-na, everybody say sha-na-na, sha-na-na, sha-na-na. One more time, say sha-na-na, sha-na-na, sha-na-na. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Yeah, ooh. All she says, come on, come on. And all she says is, shine, shine, shine. And all she says, come on, come on. My baby loves me.
Okay. I didn't want to jump in. I haven't gotten my check yet, you know? Sean Stockman, sha-na-na. You know, one of our lovely ladies says that you were singing it to her because her name is Shoshana. Sha-na-na.
Ah,
so
see,
you were singing it to
is.
Her.
There it is.
Let me find out. Yeah. Let me find out. Okay. Feel a little something. You get, make sure you guys download it now. They're available, right?
Yeah, it's available. It's available
and the
on
album?
All outlets. The album is slated for October, but we might back it up.
And it's
we'll
called Feeling a Little Something?
It actually is called Sean.
Oh, Sean.
It's self-entitled.
Sha-na-na. Hey, wait, were you saying your name in that record?
Yes, that's the, yeah.
That's what you're saying,
it's,
Sean?
It's actually supposed to be, this was Raphael's idea, almost like a love call.
Sha-na-na.
Because while I'm singing, she's saying,
Oh, so that's your back call.
Right, right.
Sha-na-na. While I'm on the air, you hear, you better come running.
Right, I got
with
it.
The check in hand.
I got
Thank
you.
You.
I got you.
We had to make sure you share, subscribe, comment below, join in on all the conversations at Radio 1039 NY right there on our Facebook page.
Yay.
Thank you to Hackensack Meridian Health, Stage 17, for allowing us to do all our Facebook Lives right here. And Sean, thank you for coming
through.
And I love it. I can't wait for more.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.